Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash that like button like it's your Alabama cousin, so it reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one is an update to a woman that had an election meltdown and ended her father after Trump won. She's also a power lesbian, whatever that's supposed to mean. She was married to a trans woman, meaning that she's really a straight woman with extra steps, getting the dong from a dude in drag. She ended her father with an ice pick and then smashed the windows to make herself look crazy. And for anyone asking what the hell is a power lesbian, this is it. Up next are the two women beat by Donald Trump. Orange Man is single-handedly keeping women out of the White House. Someone says we just know that that empty chair next to them will be for Michelle Obama in 2028. I don't think that's fair because there's no definitive proof that she's a woman yet. Even though Big Mike has a better chance of winning than these two, he has made it abundantly clear that he's never running. Number three is a wokey asking why people are prioritizing feeding their children by voting for Trump, hoping that inflation goes down, instead of prioritizing her right to abort hers. No one is taking away their right to end their babies in blue states. They just want people to feel sympathy for them and their so-called imaginary suffering. Next time you see one of these millennial women, this is the way to jumpstart her common sense. Moving on, the madness in the UK continues. First, they threw people in jail for posting or reposting what they call right-wing propaganda online. And now they're going to imprison people for viewing far-right propaganda for up to 15 years. They don't even imprison people who watch child porn for that long. They won't even prosecute a shoplifter, yet the UK is going full 1984 on people that accidentally stumble onto something supposedly offensive online. Number five, if you think that's bad, then in Regina, Canada, they're hosting their first Palestinian flag-raising ceremony. Meanwhile, if you wave a Canadian flag around in Toronto, you're likely to get beat up. And just so that everyone knows, flags are usually raised on land that is conquered. Meanwhile, in Ontario, our base leader Doug Ford banned a Chinese flag-raising ceremony. As for the Palestinian flag, does that mean that they'll take down the rainbow flags to make room for it? Up next, someone says that men should start life in jail and then work their way out of it. If that's the case, then who will guard the prisons? I suspect it'll be the women that'll want to bang the convicts. But technically, we all do start off in prison. It's called the edumacation system, and you're usually not released until you're in your early to mid-20s. If you think I'm joking, then look around for all the similarities. Number 7 is Sofia Vergara, and she's 52 years old, and actually looks this good. Remember that the wall is undefeated, but not everyone hits it at the same time. For example, Miley Cyrus is 30, but she looks 40. It all depends on genes and lifestyle. She's also Latin like Selma Hayek and J-Lo. When she finally does age, she's gonna age off a cliff and go from looking hot to looking like a Latin housekeeper. I think that fillers and Botox also help her look this way. Moving on, breaking news, Trump pledges to identify as a woman for one day in January, making him the first female president in the United States. Please do it, Madam President. First McDonald's, then garbage trucks. This would be a trifecta. The trolling alone would absolutely trigger all the special snowflakes out there. Maybe he should dress up as a Halloween for Halloween, or do it as an April Fool's joke. That would definitely not be on anyone's 2025 bingo card. Number 9, the city of Mississauga, which I live in right next to Toronto, continues to ban street sports, including street hockey and basketball. Most of my childhood was spent playing sports hockey. Looks like liberal Karens can't help but ruin the fun of both men and boys. But according to these same liberals, if these immigrants play road hockey outside, then that would probably be perfectly acceptable. The solution is simple. Get your kids to play hockey with swords and call it a religious ceremony. It works for other groups. Up next, we have Justin Skippy Trudeau waiting patiently for all the American celebrities who said they would move to Canada if Trump won. I also bet that as a kid, no one showed up at his birthday parties. I feel really sad for him, though. He really looks like he wanted to meet Barbara Streisand. American celebrities will never move here because they'll benefit from Trump's tax cuts. They just won't admit it publicly if they want to keep on working. Number 11, more wonderful news from Cucked Canada. As this York University lecturer in Toronto screams out an FU during Remembrance Day, which is a day honoring the sacrifice that veterans made during war. I don't understand women like this coming to Canada if they're so unhappy with the country. My grandmother was also unhappy about the West but enjoyed living in it. This one just probably wants to conquer Canada for her own people. She should be deported for her deplorable action. Moving on, people are saying that AOC is the future of the Democrat Party, and that she would be running in the 2028 presidential election. please God, we need to make this happen, so that J.D. Vance or Tulsi Gabbard mock the floor with her. Then it might not be Big Mike in the photo with Hillary and Kamala sitting next to them, but AOC instead. People said Kamala was the worst choice, and AOC says, hold my overpriced craft beer. Imagine the sex tapes that would surface if she ran. Number 13, this is what I'm looking forward to most next year. All the diversity hires being fired after they've been canceling other people over the last 10 to 20 years. Her answer is probably to say that she's a stapler, or that what she does is be a good liar. Unfortunately for her, she won't be able to get away with lying at her new job at Mickey D's. Whenever I see something like this, I'm loving it. Up next, Stacy the journalist says that we need to stop using mods to make female video characters prettier. How about no? We don't want to play disgustingly ugly characters, and women putting uglier women into games to produce competition didn't expect that men would bypass their BS. Maybe DEI game studios need to stop making female characters intentionally unattractive, for social credits, and to piss off their male patrons instead. Some women are incredibly pathetic because they're jealous of fictional game characters. Number 15, this wonderful Canadian politician tried to censor me and other YouTubers through Bill C-11. Basically trying to get YouTube to shove government propaganda into Canadians' YouTube feeds. Now he's accused of stealing $250 million from the government and sending it to his own company. He's also the Minister of Climate Change. He was in this orange jumpsuit before, and hopefully we'll be seeing him one again very soon. Moving on, what's going on in France, Russia, and Spain, where only 61 to 63% of people wash their hands after they use the bathroom? But what about the Dutch and Italians? I'll remember to never shake their hands, as there's an almost 50% chance that there's fecal matter on their pinky finger. That Turkish rate is also quite impressive. So do they wipe with their hands, or do they actually use toilet paper? If they use their hands, then that would explain why it's so high. We also need India's percentage. Number 17, keeping on with the Canadian theme, 4 in 5 new food bank clients in Toronto are newcomers to Canada. But what happens once the food runs out and Canadians can no longer afford to support food banks? If you're in Alberta, Canada, and you donate to food banks, consider switching to the Veterans Food Bank, because it's giving food mostly to men who fought for this country. New immigrants to Canada are told to get free groceries from the food banks instead of buying them. There are even YouTube videos teaching them how to scam the system. Up next, Polymarket is a betting platform that predicted Trump's victory, and so the FBI lie seized the CEO's phone and electronics. But why punish him, though? How exactly would he manipulate the election using the betting rates? Was it redistribution for not swinging public opinion to the left? Maybe they were trying to shut him down because his site also predicted that Jake Paul would beat Iron Mike Tyson. But isn't it the people that made the bets that predicted the election? Number 19, this is the look on a woman's face when her boyfriend is crying in her arms and all she sees is the spot where he's balding. There's nothing like a woman shaming a man and kicking him when he's already down. Here's a word of advice for men. Never cry or whine in front of a woman unless you want her to be somebody else's woman. They see men as disposable protectors, and you can't do that if you're a weak coward. They just aren't hardwired to feel sympathy for us. Moving on, some woman posted this saying that it needs to be shared when dudes complain about modern dating. That women will pick the man that takes a shower every day, exercises, and focuses on self-improvement. She forgets to mention that man has to be good-looking, have high status, or be rich. Then he could be a dirty slob that's a Tate fan and misogynist, and they would still date him. This is just women giving incels false hope and confusing them as to what women really value. Mostly things you can't change about yourself. Number 21, here are 4 actors with 0 haters. Well, Johnny Depp has one and she shat the bed. Depp is also the first man to win an argument with a woman. Here's an actual picture of what Depp looked like after rolling over in his bed while in a drunken stupor. And no, that's not Haagen-Dazs. Up next, here's what happens to a woman when she passes 30 but still doesn't have a boyfriend. But I don't know how much I believe this because from my experience, women hate gamer guys, so why bother using a graphics card to catch a man? Maybe they should sprinkle some Warhammer figures under there and make sure it's the latest RTX. I'm sure a lot of guys might fall for this though, as their computers can barely run an unmodded version of Minecraft these days. Number 23 are 4 experts testifying to Congress that UFOs are real, and that we possess non-human technology. They always tease us, but they never deliver. Project Blue Book might as well be renamed to Project Blue Balls. Unless you have personal experiences with UFOs or aliens like I do, then you won't believe it. And if you've had those personal experiences, then you'll know that it feels like living in a scene from a horror movie. Most people would poop their pants like Amber Turd if they saw an orb UFO flying above them the way that I did. Moving on is Martha Stewart in her home library back in 1989. She sure was hot. No wonder Snoop Dogg was hanging around with her. If you think she's good looking here, then you'll love the way she looked in her early 20s. I can even smell the picture and it smells like dry moldy flowers that are popular back in the 80s. And pine saw for the wooden floors. When I first saw this, I thought it was Vanna White. Number 25 on the last one, what the hell happened to Lindsay Lohan? She went from looking like she was stung by a bunch of bees full of meth, and now she looks hot. She hit the wall, cleaned up her act, and probably is getting ready to hit the wall a second time, as she's already in her late 30s. I say let her enjoy this last bit of youth and beauty, before it's finally gone. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm, and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.